Mishnah says on the bottom daf ayin that achitin masarin vakusim v'shoshol v'hashifan rei lekamim mchalu mitzdafin zemza v'asurim mchadosh b'fnei ha'pesach u'miliktzar l'fnei ha'aymer. So it's before the Mishnah that there's an iser of ktsira before the aymer. Not let it be kaitzer the nutfua before you bring the aymer. The Rashash over here is mesupik that what's the din bezman hazeh? Bezman hazeh, is there also an iser ktsira kadam aymer or not? And he brings to the Mishnah as Yaakov, it says that there is an iser even bezman hazeh. But the Rashash is chaylik, and Rashash wants to say the bezman hazeh it's mutter because the whole iser, the reason for the iser is because it says reishis ktsirchem that the aymer has to be the first thing that you bring and that you're kaitzer. So today, when we don't have the aymer, there is no havas aymer. The mele that iser of reishis ktsirchem wouldn't apply, and it would be mutter to be kaitzer today kadam aymer. So I saw a kash in the Rashash from Mitzi Pesach Frank in the Goy Kedish and Pesach Simet Samachay. He says that the halach is that we hold makiv and afi shein bais. And even though there's no basic mikdash, you're able to be makiv kubanas v'zman hazeh. And for that reason, we hold that if you're milo b'chutz v'zman hazeh, you're chayv. If you bring a carbon b'chutz, you're chayv because it's roi lovi b'fnim. You could technically bring it b'fnim v'zman hazeh. And that's enough to say that you're chayv from being milo b'chutz because it's considered roi lovi l'pesach olam ma'id. So yes, based upon that, there should be a din of Issach Tzir Kad Aymer today as well, because it is right to bring the Aymer today, if you hold Makiv Nafashim in Bais. So if it's right to do it, that should be enough to create an Issach Tzir, just like it's enough to create an Isser of Ma'ilu B'chutz B'zman Hazah. That's his Tain on the Rashash. And I was thinking, maybe you can answer this, LP, aside from the Stipler, that he's Medayik from the Chinuch. The Stipler in Zvachim writes this, that even if you hold Makiv Nafashim Bais, but he's Medayik from the Chinuch, that doesn't mean that there's a Chi of Hakav B'zman Hazah, it just means that there's a heter hakav is one as it's mutter to be makib if you want to. But a chiyuv about it, there's not. This means you could, but there is no chiyuv to do it. So based upon that, you could say that in order to have the iser of ktsira, kadam aymer, that's only when there's a chiyuv hava, of reishis ktsirchem, if that is the first thing you have to bring, you can't be kaitzer the aymer before. But if there's no chiyuv hava b'zman hazeh, even though you could if you want, but if it's not a chiyuv, then that's not enough to create an iser ktsira, kadam aymer, and that's why the Rashash holds there's no iser. Mashenkin by being ma'ilo b'chutz. Over there, it's just a din of roi lov b'fnim. If it's roi lov b'fnim, therefore you're going to be chai b'chutz, even though there's no chiyuv, just the hatter, that'd be enough to create a din of roi lov b'fnim. Legabe, the issa of ktsira, then it has to be that there's a chiyuv to bring the aymer first. So once there's no chiyuv, even though there's a hatter, that would not create a issa ktsira, and that could be the bir and the Rashash.